This is the place to play with the most powerful principles of manifestation in the quantum field on a daily basis. This is Sanctuary of She, Soul, Human, Energy. And I'm your host, Katie Blair. We're a podcast, an app, and a community where women meet the version of themselves they came here to be and build the lives they came here to live. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your sanctuary. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm really excited about today's episode. I've pulled audio that is a question someone asked in our Sanctuary of She group Voxer, and then my response to it. She's very kindly allowed us to bring this into the podcast because it kind of came to life on its own, as you'll hear, and it's something that I really believe is going to help and support a lot of you. And she felt that way too. And so we decided to bring it into the podcast. But basically, this quarter, we've introduced a tier four in the Sanctuary of She community where it's a group Voxer. And in between the weekly ceremonies and events, we actually have the chance to talk through what we're moving through in real time. And this particular question hit on something, and the way that she speaks into it hits on something that it was just put really well into words. Basically, you're going to listen to it, but basically she's at this point where she's been putting in the work and her reality is beginning to shift. And these things that at one point felt like faraway dreams are here in front of her. And as she's entering this, she's noticing that internally she's going through these moments of not feeling different. And this is such an exciting part of the journey because most everyone reaches this at some point. And this is where the work takes an entirely new turn into the power of one day at a time, the portal to it all is today, and really turning the work of energetics not always on the things that we are chasing and pulling towards us and going after, but truly on a day-to-day basis, what is your quality of life in the now? How are you experiencing life in the now? How is right now filling up your cup in all the ways? And when we match those two pieces together, this work really dips you into the realm of magic and miracles. So you're first going to hear her question and then you're going to hear my response. These are pulled from Voxer, so the quality isn't as high, but you'll be able to understand it fully. And yeah, I hope you enjoy. Here it is.
That's so good to hear just all of these analogies and metaphors. I always, when I'm just going through this space, feel super filled up. And I just kind of want to share something and bear with me as I try to articulate it, just so I can kind of like, this is sort of what I'm moving through right now. So as you guys know, I had a pretty like high energy, super exciting like week last week when I was able to get that big school in the books, feeling like super good, like, wow, everything is here, everything's happening for me. So I'm really, it's like feeling just so big and awesome and high energy. Okay. And then it was followed by, I just love what you're talking about, Jen, but it's like been kind of followed up with this like lull, like kind of feeling like a little lackluster, like, wait, what am I, like, why was I excited about this? I don't know. It's just kind of been this big kind of messy, like just messiness, like messy feeling, just feeling a little like, I don't know, like maybe like a little disconnected from a vision now. It's like, I've been holding this vision for so long, like this idea that my family and I could be in Costa Rica part of the year and that I'd be able to fund it and, you know, this and that. And now that it's starting to come into fruition, I just feel like I'm almost kind of have this feeling like I've been more maybe like addicted to the chase or like just kind of addicted, just like enjoy the chase of the thing. And so now I'm kind of like, wow, this is all really happening for me. So what's next? And I just don't really have a vision to sort of connect with yet. Okay. So I was thinking today how I'm in this weird like limbo space. You know, I remember from one of the monthly immersions, Katie was talking about, okay, you're here, you're trying to get to mountain A or like point A to point B. And you don't even, you know, you can't even really see what's at point C or point D yet. You know, you're getting from point A to point B and it feels far. And so it's not, right? So I find myself like, I'm getting, like, I'm seeing that the timeline is catching up and that I am getting to point B. Like this fall, I'm going to have hopefully this like very supportive season with my school photography business. And then hopefully, you know, be able then to like travel for this winter with my family. So I'm seeing that while it's here, the timeline is caught up. Like this is a reality, which is honestly, I'm just, me even saying that, I'm just like full of gratitude. This has been a dream for so long. And I just, it is, it's clicking. But now I'm in this weird little limbo space where I'm getting close to B actually happening. And I'm seeing that, wow, when you get there, you're ready for the next thing. You like, it changes. And so now I'm seeing, so I'm not even quite there to be, it's, you know, the point B, I'm like not totally there, but I'm almost there. And I know that I'm going to experience it. I know it's coming. And now I'm like starting to see point C, I shouldn't say that. I'm starting to see mountain C. Don't really quite know what it is, but I can feel that I'm sort of like lackluster now about point B. Like what did I even really want that for? Like what are the feelings that I was hoping to feel? And now I'm just really needing to turn inward because I'm seeing that, wow, once you do bring these things to you, like you really are, you know, you feel the same as you do like day to day. Would love for anybody to speak into this sort of, I don't know, like I think lackluster feeling right now. Really realizing and having this epiphany that I need to be working inner to out and really needing to find a way to tap into like the good feelings and the good energy today, because of what I just said. Because when you get to point B, it's like you already have your sight set on point C, but you didn't see point C before and you couldn't have even fathomed point C before. So I don't know, this last few days just kind of like coming off of this high of like, oh my God, it is all here. Like, I cannot believe it's all here. This is a dream. And like looking around at my house and being like, wow, my God, I like live just a couple miles from the ocean and we start our day at the beach every day. But why does it feel like not how I thought it would feel? I mean, I don't know. Who wants to speak to this? I love you, ladies. I hope you have a great weekend. And I also want to caveat that by saying that it doesn't always feel lackluster. Like I'm just right now kind of, I feel like in this transition now where I'm used to be able to, you know, like live my day to day and be able to connect to this like future vision. And that was what really gave me like these surges of energy and like got me into the flow. But now it's like, I'm standing here in my reality. And the thing that I usually like gets me even into like that flow, that like yummy flow feels like I just don't like the connection is kind of lost now because it's here. Okay. This one, the caveat that it doesn't always feel lackluster. It's that I think a lot of my identity is wrapped into this like future version of myself that now I'm just, I don't know. Like, I guess I just don't know what's next.
Okay. Sarah, this is such a huge piece of the journey and the conversation. And I'm so glad that you brought this in here. Also because, yeah, as Cassandra said, I've been chatting with her about her own version of this and Sandy a few weeks ago as well. And this is a really important piece. And the first thing that I just want to say is congratulations, because this means you're doing it right. It's really normal to come into this. And I'm going to do my best to break this open. Also, I would love to go into this deeper in our one-on-one together because there's just so many layers to this piece. But basically, the thing that I can kind of relate this to the most is the feeling that I had right after Tom and I moved to Hawaii, because I had always been playing with manifestation before that, and not even like consciously necessarily at that time, but my whole life for years before that was planned in front of a world map. It would be like, okay, where do I want to go? What do I want to do? And then things would happen and I would accumulate the funds to get to that next place. I lived out of a backpack for 3 years traveling the globe like that. But I always had this deep desire of, I really want to ground somewhere like Hawaii once I meet my person, and I want to have a home and I want to have a dog and all of that. And so when the greatest thing happened and we landed here in December of 2019, the following 6 months, even to a year, I actually got kind of depressed because I was like, wait a minute, what? Like, I realized you hit the nail on the head, Sarah. We are addicted to the chase. And it's a lot of the reason of why this work is exciting, right? Because when we're entering this work, it can kind of like soothe that addiction, right? It's like, ooh, I have a place where I get dopamine when I think about the chase. And I have a thing where I'm flooded with dopamine when I know that I'm getting closer to the thing that I'm chasing, right? It's like this game, which is such an exciting part that never has to go away. There's nothing wrong with having dreams and moving towards them and getting excited by the needle moving. Like, that's why we love this work. And there comes a point in most people's journey where they actually land at a deep enough layer where they realize there's nowhere, like, this is the big thing. This is the big thing that I've held for so long that there's, I don't even know what point C or D look like. And therefore, I have nothing huge to be chasing, to be excited about. And you reach this lull where you're like, wait a minute, hold up, what's happening? And I this is a really fun place to be. So I'm happy that we're here because this is where the work really shifts and really begins and really gets fun. Because what it's been up until this point has been exactly what you said in your last message. It's been you placing so much emphasis on the identity of a future version of yourself, which is how most people are living. And this is what the portal to it all is today is all about in tier two. That whole training is all about this, right? When we are always living for a future version of ourselves, we're always telling ourselves, when I get there, I'll have and I'll feel X, Y, and Z. So we're reserving that. But the truth is, when we're really looking at quantum mechanics, it is always right now. It's always right now. Even when we reach that future version of ourselves, it's still going to be right now. So it's to be fueled by the things that we want for our future version of ourselves, but the work truly begins when the right now is what we start to break open. This requires intentionality. It requires deep presence. It requires, this is where the rewiring of the subconscious really begins. Because we can be chasing manifestations as much as we want. But when we start to get to them and you land in a place like this, you realize it's truly actually the inner work. And this is where all of those cliche things like you realize you have it all when you realize you already do. It's this. Because if you can't access love, joy, freedom, abundance, gratitude, all these things right here in the now, to the highest degree with exactly what you have, when you get to that future point on the timeline, you're not going to be experiencing it. This is why so many people who come into tons of money, or they get that dream car, or they get that dream house, or they get that, they win the lottery, or they, you know, become rich, like they're the well, some, a lot of the wealthiest people in the world are the most miserable people because of exactly this. They held this thought, that's going to get me happiness. And that drive created the manifestation. But when they got there, they're like, wait a minute, I still feel the same. So the key to the human experience is so much deeper than the goals that we're chasing. It's about what we're feeling right now and compounding that on a daily basis. It's flipping the switch. And not just in terms of the things we want, but in truly the happiness. I want you to go back, Sarah, and re-listen to all of those messages, because you're going to hear two versions of yourself speaking. You're going to hear the version of yourself that's saying, oh my gosh, I am almost at point B, something that I've thought for so long was so far away. And I'm freaking here. And not only am I here, but Mountain C, I'm starting to get clarity on what that is. And it's crazy because these dreams are happening. I'm entering the reality. I'm starting the beach every day with my babies. We're going to Costa Rica this winter, okay? Like, that version of you is in there. And then you're also saying, okay, but you're finding something wrong with it. Your mind is trying to find something wrong. Okay, but why am I feeling bored? Why am I feeling this lackluster? Why is this like this addiction to the chase? Why is it making me feel a sense of boredom or stagnation in this? And it's so beautiful to listen to these two versions of yourself speaking, because one of them, when you learn to really start to rewire in the present moment on a daily basis, your life is going to become heaven on earth, starting from today and one day at a time, because every day is today. The other one is the past version of yourself who has been addicted to the chase, who has been putting everything in a future version of herself, and who basically, even though we don't like to admit it, as humans, we become addicted to the things that our energy is feeding on, right? Which is why doing this rewiring work, this manifestation work, is so powerful and illuminating. Because even though you've wanted this for yourself, the reality that you're beginning to witness yourself moving into, up until now, actually, when you look at where you've been in the present moment of today, you've been attached and feeding on, well, it's not working. Well, there's overwhelm. Well, there's chaos. Well, there's stress. Well, I want that different version of myself. But if you look at what you've been feeding on, it's the more chaotic realm. Or chaos isn't even the right word, the right thing. But it's exactly what we talked about on our first call, Sarah. You know, you were kind of saying, okay, I want these things. But then every couple of sentences you would go back to, but it's not working. And I was like, do you hear yourself right now? The main thing you're putting out is that it's not working. This piece is being illuminated right now. This is the piece that you are becoming aware of so that you're going to be able to release. You are letting go of feeding on it's not working because now it's working. But that transition to peace can at first feel like stagnancy because you're cutting off the thing that you've been feeding on, your energy's been feeding on, which is why the universe has been bringing you that, but you've been beginning to move differently. You've been beginning to think differently, feel differently, take actions differently. The universe has been responding differently, setting you up, actually consciously entering this completely new realm. But now you're here and you're like, okay, but what do I feed on now? Because my source has been cut off. So this is the most beautiful switch. Because now, and I don't even like this phrase feeding on, but almost like pouring and accumulating energy through, like, let's look at it like that instead. But now what it's going to be is raising this level of homeostasis, raising this level of what you feel at your baseline, allowing this. And this takes deep work. If you've ever heard of The Upper Limit by Gay Hendricks, it's a fabulous book. And it talks about we're so used to not letting ourselves get past a certain point of happiness that when we start achieving things, we can kind of keep ourselves down because that homeostasis is what we know. So instead, now, Sarah, what you're going to be feeding on is like, look, I am almost at point B. Holy shit. In part C, I don't even know what it looks like, but holy shit. And right now, I'm at the beach with my babies, and there is proof and evidence all around me that we get to create this heaven on earth. And I don't even know what it looks like yet, but I'm in the realm of magic and miracles. I know that anything is possible. I'm basing my energy in excitement for what's coming, in curiosity for how it's going to come to me. I'm able to know what I want, but be surrendered because I trust I'm working with something magnificent. And in the meantime, today, I'm going to soak this up with my kids, with my husband, with myself, with this current chapter that we're in, because one day when we have all these things that we could have never dreamed on, we're going to look back on these days. And these are going to be something that were so magnificent and important and crucial. And there's going to be a day where we wish we could come back and do it all over again. And so right now I get to be here doing it. And so you see this work, like, even though you're still holding the big manifestations, once you start to land into them, it switches. The work becomes inner. You realize you have it all. You have it all when you realize you already do, right here in this moment. Joy, success, freedom, abundance, gratitude, boom. You are living as a conscious, aware being with the quantum realms. And life itself is no longer this chase for where you're going, but the portal to it all is today, one day at a time, your heaven on earth. And that's when this really starts to take a turn of like, holy shit. After we landed in Hawaii and I went through that depression and I realized I was just addicted to the chase. So I started saying, okay, well, clearly this wasn't about the things. It's about my internal system. I want to feel happy. I want to feel alive. I want to feel grateful, grounded, everything, every day. It's time to rewire. Then you match the two together and you're feeling amazing and you're, these huge dreams are coming true before your eyes. This is purpose, in my opinion. This is why we're here, to click these things, these two things together to create our heaven on earth. This is why I do what I do. This is why Sanctuary of She exists, because once we become aware of these things and start experiencing the effects and then hit points like this in the journey, oh my God, we realize how powerful we are. We realize the point to the human experience was never what we were taught growing up. It was to realize that when we become conscious and aware, we do hold the pen. And so how can we make it magnificent for ourselves, for our families, for our communities, for the world, to be filled up with love and light and pour it out into everything while making whatever dreams we seek come true? Like, it is possible. That version of you that you can hear in those messages that's fully leaning into and saying, oh my gosh, like, it's here. I can't believe it. Like, the dreams are coming true. Like, that's the version of you that one day, Sarah, you're going to wake up and she's going to be you. And like, you're going to get to live in that energy. And those days when you were connected to it, not working constantly, are going to be something that you remember and you look back on with love, because you're going to be loving every single day, no matter what it brings.